And welcome to episode number 24 of Girl Fight. My name is Nicole Tanner, and I am your host. Today, I am joined by Christine Steimer.
Hello.
Jessica Chobot.
Yay.
Megan Sullivan.
Blah.
And Dana Jungerward.
Hello.
Are you going to be blah every week now, Megan?
I know.
Blah or snar or something.
Snar?
Snar.
Snar?
Snar. Snar. I'll make little Batman 60s TV sounds.
Yeah.
Bam, pow.
Megan is now our official grumpy one.
I'm the Oscar of Girl Fight.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound the same.
It doesn't. Well, I can't even do the good Arthur one anyway. So.
Yeah.
Arthur.
It's so good. Well, it's better when the boys do it.
Yeah.
Before we get started, quick housekeeping stuff. Extra Life, the 24-hour marathon gaming session that we are all doing is actually...
Well,
next week,
Saturday.
Not this coming weekend, but the weekend after.
Yes. I don't think I'm going to be able to do it because now I'm going to be in LA, but I will definitely put money towards it.
And I can't play games for more than 6 hours or my eyes completely just want to fall out of my head. But I also
That would make for great video.
Yeah. That would be.
I bet you could get you could totally get pledges for that.
Oh yeah, right. Exactly. Like we'll pledge a ton of money if you sit there and
until
play
your eyes fall out.
Yeah. Yep. But for those of us who are doing it, which is myself, Christine, and Dana, sounds like IGN's going to be putting together kind of a big brouhaha over this with the video.
There will be live streaming content, including,
including some video of games that aren't out yet being played, including Fallout New Vegas.
What was I don't the remember the other ones.
Yeah.
Oh, seriously?
We're waiting to
Wait,
see.
Wait, we're playing games that I'm...
No, Eric is playing.
Eric's playing Fallout New Vegas.
Man.
I know, I want to find it right? Next week. Why does he get to?
Because he's reviewing it.
So? He's not reviewing it for charity. He can do that on his own time.
I am terrified of seeing it for 24 hours. I think I said that last week.
No way. You got it. You've got it.
Yeah. Dude.
You get to have breaks and you just eat pizza and some candy and some coffee.
It's
good.
It's just... Like, it's one thing seeing it for 24 hours when you're up moving around and stuff, but we're going to have to get some serious, like, I'll just have
Hopefully
to get sucked
I'll
into
have
WoW.
My standing desk by then.
Get some snuggies.
Stand.
Get some
snuggies. Oh, that's going to be problematic.
You had a kid, you know, it's like to be up all night with the crying
No,
child.
My kid sleeps really, really well.
Wow,
and
really?
I get so, like, I've always been a night person, but since in the past 6 months,
hours.
In the past 6 months, I'm like, oh, it's 11. I think I need, which, I mean, 11 used to be my early
That's
bedtime.
Like
that would be the earliest. Like, if I wanted to go to bed early and get a good night's
That's
rest,
when I would
11.
Plan to go out. I'd be like, oh,
oh I've never been
even going to get hop until 11.
I don't leave my house late. I just stay up late messing around or reading or whatever.
I think you got this, dude.
Okay. Yeah. So if you want to participate with us or donate, you can find all the information about that at tinyurl.com/extraign. And hopefully you will. I'm nowhere near my goal. Have you guys?
No.
Oh, yeah, I'm over mine.
What are your goals?
Well, then some crazy person donated $500 to me, which was my whole goal. So,
well, forget
really?
Christine.
I had
that
some
off.
Crazy
I'll
person.
Money towards
okay,
yours.
Thank you.
Some
thank
crazy
you.
Awesome person. I
had like some crazy
clarify.
Awesome anonymous
by crazy
person.
Awesome, is it your mom?
Too.
Not that I'm aware of. I don't know who it is, but somebody donated $500 to me, which I was like, what?
That's cool.
Yeah. It was pretty awesome.
He's a secret admirer, I
apparently.
Think.
Apparently. Or he just like randomly went down the list and then was like, a girl clicked my name. And
I got one crazy massive donation, which I think has been my only one too. But then they redonated it and dropped it by a little bit. Because I got the, anytime someone pledges, you get the notification. So I was like, it was like, oh, someone has made a donation. And I was like, awesome. When I logged on and I'm like, hey, I have less money now than I did before. But it was still a very, very generous. It's a very, very generous donation.
So wait, so this is, I'm checking my calendar. This is
the
16th. Maybe I can do this.
You're like totally determined. Yeah.
Now you're
to
like,
get in
wait,
on this.
Fallout New Vegas? I'm coming.
Like, all right.
That should be cool.
My dog will be there.
Oh, you're bringing your dog?
Yes. He's flying up here on Saturday, and I don't want to like abandon him the first weekend that he's here. So I'm like, oh, well, you're going to come with me and chill out on the floor and eat a bone.
Cool. So that should be cool. So let's jump in and get started like we always do with what we're playing. Christine, you want to start this week?
playing Etrian Odyssey 3 right now for review, and all I'm going to say is it makes me want to stab myself in the face.
I was going to say, is it as exciting as its name sounds?
A lot of people love this kind of game, but I am not one of those people. What else have I been playing? I've been playing a little Sims 3 on the PlayStation 3, which is fun. And I'm sort of finding myself like, uh-oh, this is something that I could easily lose myself in. Mm-hmm.
You've never played the original Sims on PC, have
no,
you?
No,
okay.
I have not.
Any of the or any Sims on PC?
No. I played like Sim City, but I didn't play
right.
The Sims.
Oh, yeah. Right.
With the cheat codes that you can make them
be naked.
You can make them be naked. And then you could put them in the pool, but then take out all the ladders.
Yeah,
that was great.
We haven't explored with killing our Sims yet.
Oh, come on.
I'm playing with Greg.
Right.
And
did you guys make yourselves?
No, we made random people. But I made one guy with a super awesome mohawk. It's great.
Cool.
But basically what I've been doing is making the girl as big of a slut as possible because her life goal is to have 10 boyfriends.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to get this one guy who has quote unquote commitment issues to be her boyfriend so that he can be one of the 10. But he right now is only interested in woohooing her, which is fine because it keeps popping up as like, that's her wish is to like woohoo with Trevor.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, fine. If it's going to give me more karma points, I'm all about it.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Woohoo.
So that's what I do at home when I'm not wanting to kill myself at work. Jess?
That sounds awful. So I'm still I kind of fell off the wagon with Fallout 3 because what ended up happening is, check this out, I got screwed is what happened. So I was at Rivet City and I accessed Rivet, like one of the areas that I couldn't access before with a key.
Mm-hmm.
And then the minute I got through with the key, some chick ran up to me and she's like, you can't be here. And I'm like, well, whatever, woman, I've got a key. So I'm like, all right, I'll test the boundaries with this. So I walk past her and nothing happens. And then a bunch of other people come running up to me and then they start giving me quests. So I'm like, okay, obviously this chick just has a personal problem and I can be here, right?
This so AI chick.
She's just bugging out.
This uppity chick obviously has a problem with me, but everybody else doesn't, and they're giving me quests and all this stuff. So I start accepting some things and blah, blah, blah. Then out of nowhere, now keep in mind, I didn't steal anything. I didn't go somewhere technically that I wasn't supposed to go, blah, 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 blah. Out of nowhere, they all start shooting at me. So I'm like, what the hell is going on? So then I run out the back door because that's the closest.
Uh-huh.
And I run out the back door and I'm all of a sudden out on a patio where it leads to nothing except for like the ocean or
water,
the river.
Yeah.
The river. I go back to try and turn around because I'm going to make another mad dash to go out the other way that I came in. And as I turn around and try to go through the door again, it says, you do not have access through this door or something. You need whatever, whatever. Or you need a lockpick, whatever, of 20
right,
or whatever the hell excuse it gave me. But no matter what, I can't go through.
Mm.
I try again and again and again, can't go through. So I'm like, well, screw this. I'll just jump in the river and swim. Well, because it's too high or because I don't have the right quest or whatever the situation is, every time I jump into the water now, I die.
Oh, it's the radiation probably.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. Because
I don't even get a rad count. It's instantaneous death. Like if you fell from too high of a height.
Is it electrocuted? Are you getting electrocuted?
No.
Are you near the top of the ship? Is that why?
No, I'm like halfway down. I'm like on this just porch area. I mean, it's high, but it's not. I don't know.
It's
I don't
such
know.
A Midwestern word, porch.
Porch.
I'm on the porch.
On the patio.
So I'm like, what? So I literally had to start from an old save.
Yeah.
And that's 3 hours worth of gameplay wasted.
Oh,
because
so
I had
annoying.
Done all these other side quests in between the two main ones that I was doing that brought me to this point. So I'm like really pissed off.
Yeah.
So I haven't been, you know, to try and punish the game, I haven't been playing it. Because the game's,
I
like to punish inanimate objects. I do. I'm actually like, I kind of am trying to punish it a little bit. I'm like, screw you, game. I'm not playing you for a while. How do you like being up here all by yourself while somebody else is in the, you know, 360, nice and warm and toasty? But now I'm starting to feel like, oh, maybe I should go apologize to the game and play it again.
No, play Red Dead.
Yeah, I should. Actually, Christine and I were talking about this earlier that because I'm so pissed at Fallout 3 right now that maybe I should give my attention back to Red Dead for a while until I cool off a little bit and get all my aggression out and then switch back over and then go back and forth between the two in case one of them gets, you know, sassier than the other at any given point in time. That's actually logically how my brain works when I play. Yeah. I take everything very personally.
All right. Megan.
I played a couple of, like, drastically different games. So I tried Half-Life 2 on the Orange Box, but unfortunately that's the kind of game where you really should play it on the PC because the controls were kind of, not broken, but kind of wonky. Like, I couldn't line stuff up. And, like, shooting, you know, like, the camera would, like, kind of swing, like, wildly. And also, I think I'm the only person who managed to find rooms with five walls in that game because whenever I had to run away from the authorities, like the first hour, you don't really have any weapons. So you have to keep running from the authorities. And I kept smacking into walls. And then when I tried to shoot the authorities, I'd smack into walls. And then when I tried to follow someone, I'd smack into walls. So I spent like the first 30, 40 minutes of the game, like basically the only thing in front of me was a wall. So it's amazing I played an hour into it and just didn't throw it out the window because I know I'm bad at FPS games, but this was like ridiculous. So I'm sorry, listeners, if you really like Half-Life 2, but I just could not get into that game. So then,
did you play Portal?
I did play Portal. I do like Portal. Portal's like the only first-person game that I really, really like.
Okay. Just making sure if you had orange box.
Yeah. Well, that was why my boss lent it to me. He's just like, if you haven't played Portal, you need to. And since your laptop is worthless, go play this. Mm-hmm. So he lent me the orange box, which is really nice. But he did say, stay away from Team Fortress 2 because it's online and it is FPS.
I know. It bums me out because I think Team Fortress 2 sounds really, really, really fun. But I've just not ever felt like subjecting myself to getting destroyed online over and over and over. And I just wish there was. Yeah.
Yeah. It's why I won't play games like Halo and stuff like that. I don't want people just like owning me. I'm just like, no, thank you.
So what we should do if we were smart was just make our own team online. Ooh. And then actually
go play with each other. What?
Wow. Whoa. But then, you know, eventually get good enough that we can go out as a team.
Yeah.
And maybe
I can't believe I actually never thought of that before.
there's an idea. So anyway, so I was like, F this game, like an hour into it. So I basically slammed that back into its case. And then I decided out of nowhere that I was going to finally play, now watch other people play Ocarina of Time. Never actually played the game. I'm 12 years late, I know, but I have to say I am enjoying it.
You could wait till the 3DS.
You know what? I don't even know if I'm going to get a 3DS because someone else said that too. And I was like, you know what? I just want to play this game. Like, I just want to know what the hype is. Mm-hmm. And I'm enjoying it, although I have to say it took me forever to find this one lady's chickens, which were all over this town. How does a chicken get under a crate,
Somebody puts it there.
You
catch a chicken.
Crates are a time-honored game tradition.
No, see, chickens, according to this lady, escaped. So apparently this one particularly smart and innovative chicken was under a crate somehow, and it took me forever. Like, I don't know how long I spent trying to find this, like, one chicken. I finally went online. It was just like, where the hell is it? And it's like, yeah, you have to roll into a crate, and it'll magically appear. And I was like, seriously? I could have gone on to other things, and I spent an hour looking for chickens because one is under a crate? Where is the logic in that? It's a game. I don't care. It doesn't.
Plus, I would argue that it's not the most impossible place for a chicken to be.
Yeah.
If it was like, it's
not.
Yeah.
If it was up a tree, that would be a little.
Yeah, like up a tree somewhere else. Weird,
although I've seen chickens in trees.
Oh, yeah.
In Virginia, we would drive by this one crazy old man's pseudo farm, and he had a bunch of chickens in his front yard, and every day there'd be like two or three chickens in a tree.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really weird.
I didn't realize they could underground. Fly that high.
They can kind of like,
ramp
up.
Yeah. Get a running start. But I could see like a kid or somebody, you know, walking by, I'm like, oh, I'm going to trap this chicken. And then they put it in the tree.
I would do that.
Especially in a Zelda game, too, because the characters in the Zelda games tend to be kind of weird that way.
I love how we're debating the realism of
the morality of Zelda characters.
Yeah.
Would they help that chicken?
Nope.
Would they choke it?
Whoa. Nope.
And on that note, Dana.
So I actually had an incident that happened this week. On Friday, my cousin had been saying, it came into town and stayed with me on Thursday night, and then she was going to a convention in downtown Oakland on Friday and Saturday. So I went ahead and dropped her off downtown, and I was driving along, and it was I mean, I've only lived in Oakland for 4 months now, so I'm still kind of getting used to finding my way around. And we were looking for a hotel, and I saw our hotel, so I pulled off to the side. And I wasn't really paying. I mean, it was like kind of an open section, but I wasn't really paying attention to where I was actually pulling off. And I put on my hazards. And she was going to get, she had two bags. And so I got out of the car to help her take the bags out. And a cop pulled up behind me and said, "You are in a bus zone," and gave me a ticket for parking in a bus zone because I got out of the car to help her take her bags out.
What a dick.
Wow.
And I was like, this is sucks. And I'm like thinking, okay, parking ticket. And then I looked at the price of a parking ticket for parking in a bus zone, and it was $250.
What?
Wow. What?
That doesn't
and
surprise
so
me at all.
I got, it doesn't surprise me, but I was furious, and I was like, I want to go back, and like, we shouldn't even have cops. And I'm like, I need to go play some Red Dead. Because like, they're all getting mad about law enforcement and everything all the way through. But then I ended up getting sick on Friday night, and so then did not feel and was sick through Monday. And when I'm sick, I don't like to actually do anything that requires energy. So I ended up watching a lot of TV instead. And the only thing that I ended up playing, and this is kind of embarrassing, this is actually the after so many years of working with boys and who, you know, it's like you gotta like the cool games. But I spent, the only thing that I played was a hidden object game this weekend. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which one?
It was one of the Mystery PI ones because they're free on Steam. Yeah, yeah. And I have a Steam Press. Well, they're not free on Steam, but I have a Steam Press account, so they're free on Steam.
They're free for you.
Yes. Because I don't like them enough to want to pay money for them, but I can play them for free. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
So that's what I did.
Yeah, I played More Civ 5. I got through one whole game with a time victory, not one of the special victories. And so I started another one in which I'm trying to do the cultural victory, but I haven't finished that one yet.
How long did it take you? Or how long did you?
It's probably 6 or 7 hours. Okay. Yeah.
I'm going for a cultural victory, although I haven't played it in a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, the culture seems like too. Seems like the most challenging.
Oh,
you really have to build, like, really? Your right buildings. Yeah.
I'm feeling like it's kind of easy.
I just don't, I just like it because I don't have to decide
I haven't
whether I'm going to fight
so I might find out real fast that I did it wrong.
Yeah, because you have to unlock 3 of the policy, social policy trees.
Okay.
Completely. Like every little, like there's like 5 in each one.
Oh, I see what
so
you're
you have
saying.
To unlock
yeah.
15, you have to buy 15 of those.
Got it.
And your culture, you know, they cost more and more as
right.
you get further on.
Right.
So you have to build buildings that are giving you culture. And at the same time, when you're doing all that, if you've got an aggressive AI player, which I had, like, lining up his troops along my border, I was like, oh, crap, now I got to make some soldiers.
yeah.
you know?
Some yeah. cultural yeah. soldiers.
Right, yeah.
They're smarter than your soldiers.
Yeah.
I've had a few
soldiers of love. Along with Donny Osmond.
People,
mm-hmm.
mostly the French, go figure. But then I actually ended up, I don't know how I pulled it. Oh, I did a trade agreement with them, and so then they backed off, and I haven't had much of a problem yet. But now they're harassing me because they want, what's it called? A research agreement?
Mm-hmm.
And I keep on like, no way. I'm not helping you research any more than I would have to. So we'll do a little open borders situation for you guys, but we're not going to do any.
Yeah, the open borders, I learned the hard way that that's kind of bad too.
Oh, really?
Because somebody was like, hey, let's do open borders. And I was like,
oh,
sure, whatever.
Your country?
They just surrounded my cities with their troops and then all of a sudden declared war.
Wow, dude, you seriously had an incredibly aggressive AI.
Yeah.
Wow. I had open borders with like England and France for like.
Yeah, well, I haven't had
thousands of years.
thousands of years.
I played as England in my first game, and the China was the one that was super aggressive.
Hmm.
And then I've had Persia and Egypt, and all of those guys have been super aggressive.
Wow.
I don't know what their problem
who are you
is.
Playing as now in this game?
Russia.
That's who I'm
that's
playing.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
I don't think people mess with Russians nearly as much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then besides Civ 5, I've also been playing My Sims Sky Heroes because I'm reviewing it. And that is a racing / dogfighting game. Dogfighting as in the plane kind of dogfighting.
Not the
not
Michael,
Michael
Vick.
Yes, exactly. Michael Vick. I said that to my husband. He's like, what kind of game is that? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's dogfighting. He's like, dogfighting? What? No. It's okay. It's you know, My Sims is kind of targeted at kids. I think it's kind of misguided.
I was gonna say,
EA's
yeah,
part because it's, you know, it supports up to 10 players on multiplayer on 360 and PS3, and 6 players on the Wii. And I have tried to get online and play with people 4 times, and there's nobody playing online. Like, I cannot even find
the game
one
out already?
Person. It's been out yeah. a week. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I cannot even find one person who is playing.
Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah.
I just can't imagine that many kids want to die.
Like that a parent would even want their kid online.
Right.
You know?
Well, or that
or the genre.
They want to play Flight.
Yeah, because by the time they get to Flying Ace or whatever, sort of a similar idea. I think that did relatively well on Xbox Live, but I just think that
I think that had kind of hardcore appeal.
Oh, it did.
Yeah,
I mean, it had
no. This does not.
You're not
so
gonna
much.
See. You're not gonna see a hardcore gamer
see
pick up My Sims.
One.
Yeah,
unless they have kids. But.
Yeah, and then I also yesterday started playing God of War: Chains of Olympus for PSP because I'm going to be reviewing Ghost of Sparta, so I need to play.
Nice. Oh, you haven't played Chains of Olympus
I
before. That's very
yet,
good.
So.
I liked it.
Yeah,
I've yet to play a God of War game.
Wow. Really?
I keep meaning to. It's still on my list, but
they're
it's
very
sort
good.
Of they're
I enjoy
yeah.
them a lot.
They are really
especially,
fun.
Especially when you haven't played one yet. Like then, like
yeah.
that first time, like playing through the first God of War, it was just like, whoa, that was
yeah.
it was amazing.
It is one of the only games where I mm-hmm. have sat back and said, wow, this is really fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, I rarely actually think that while I'm playing mm-hmm. a game.
Yeah.
yeah.
And I was telling Nicole that Chains of Olympus is actually, like, my favorite God of War game. It's right up there with number
it's
2.
It's very good. I
yeah.
really...
I was really impressed. I thought I was going to
Oh, you
it.
Like number 2 the best, too?
I like number 1 the best.
I'm kind of on the fence between 1 and 3.
One
I didn't
three.
Like 2 at all. I
really
thought the story...
liked 3.
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
I need to pick 3 back up. I have 2
oh,
of
you
the
haven't
games
finished
at home.
It
no,
yet.
I haven't.
I like 3 a lot more if I like the ending more, but the ending was just like, what? No.
Okay. We're
okay.
not going to spoil
yeah.
it.
No, I'm not going to spoil
we got
it.
An email from somebody yelling at us for spoiling Mass Effect 2
I
on
don't
the last
think we
episode.
Spoiled
so.
It. Dude, I'm sorry, but
yeah.
at this point, there no. You've had more than enough time to play through that
well,
game.
Well, maybe they only have a PS3 and they're waiting for it yeah. to come out on that.
It's true,
you
but
know,
I don't mind
no.
the spoilers. I mean, we can't, sit around. You can't sit around that long and then not expect some. Like, you can't just sit around for a game that's been out that long and expect somebody to like keep their mouth shut around talking about it for you. Unless
it's,
you specifically.
It's funny because in the games, I don't care if I know what happens.
I actually am the same way. Like, I don't care if I get a spoiler because for me, it's like the journey, not the.
Mm-hmm.
Not the
mm-hmm.
actual arrival.
Not the destination.
Not the destination. I, and I'm with that with movies, everything like that. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't mind knowing the ending because I like to see how it gets
mm-hmm.
to that point.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm still always very entertained by how it worked out. But you know, you can't be following video game
mm-hmm.
media and knowing that there's certain titles out there that you haven't heard
mm-hmm.
about and then get mad at that media outlet for talking about a game that's been out for over a year. Like,
yeah.
it just
hasn't been out
almost.
For over a year.
It
hasn't
been out for over a year.
Yeah.
Well, okay, almost
a
year.
The other thing is that I haven't played it either. And
plenty
I can't,
enough time
I
to
can't,
finish it.
I can't follow what you guys are saying anyway.
Yes.
I can't have it spoiled. I haven't played the game yet. I have no idea what you're talking about. All I know is if I get more than like 3 people,
right.
like 5 people killed, then I've obviously failed
right.
at like
and then,
putting in shields.
And then I'll probably opt to have a female shepherd as opposed to
yeah.
a male shepherd. Yeah, no, I'm with you.
I
haven't played any of them.
I still say we did not spoil anything.
Yeah,
I agree.
So there.
Plus, each ending's
there.
Different.
I don't
yeah.
know.
Kind
yeah.
of.
I apologize in any event.
Because you're nicer
you're
than the rest of us.
So, yeah, so that's what we've been playing. So we're going to jump into our topic of the week this week, which is story.
Well, there
and
you go.
We're doing, yeah, we're talking about story for a couple reasons. One is that we got a listener question from James G., who, you know, notes that we're always talking about story in games on this podcast. And he wants to know, shouldn't a game's gameplay be what matters and the story, like everything else, be a side dish to the main course? Wait, don't answer just yet.
Okay.
And I can see Jess's lips are pursed. And then also a story posted on IGN today written by Mr. Levi Buchanan, who is apparently at GDC Online. Went to go see a talk from Greg Cassavin,
mm-hmm.
who
oh,
from
yeah.
Supergiant Games.
Well, formerly of GameSpot.
Right. And oh. the talk was called I Don't Want to Know, and he's basically saying that many, many game developers tell story in games just wrong. And to quote quickly from the article. Too many developers front or backload games with heavy exposition to create the game world instead of smartly weaving it into the game itself. This kind of world building sets up a series of potential problems. One, if done too thickly, it can completely overwhelm a gamer, or worse, leave them with no surprises. And it also says that you can lose them before it comes to the end, and relying too much on cutscenes is a bad thing. And to underline that point, he brought up the fact that less than 50% of the people who started Half-Life 2 actually finished it.
Interesting. I completely agree with that.
Yeah,
I would agree with that as well.
Yeah. It drives me nuts when then I get stuck in something where I'm just sitting there watching for like,
well, it's like belly button pondering. You know, you just sit there like staring at your own navel for forever.
Yeah.
It's
just.
Yeah, the original Assassin's Creed, which then I never got around to playing the second one. But the first one, I really loved a lot of things about that game. I mean, it also had a lot of problems. But the thing I hated the most were these really long cutscenes that you couldn't skip, and that were B, repetitive as hell. And it was just like, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it just talked forever. And you were just really like, monotone. You were just like, really? Like, you could... I don't know. Anytime that you
keep getting... It was just the cutscenes that were repetitive, though. It was all the missions you were doing was really...
Well, the missions were repetitive, but the cutscenes, there were like three types of cutscenes. There was the one where you were in that little shop, and then there was the one where you were talking, reporting back to the guy in the robes, and then there was one other type I can't... But it was just like...
I don't mind cutscenes if they're... Obviously, if they're well done. Yeah. But unfortunately, I think we can all agree that games, for the most part... I mean, there are a few standouts, but for the most part, the writing and the voice acting and all that stuff is just not up to the level where you would want to sit and watch something.
And the length too of cutscenes needs to be, for a lot of games, needs to be cut down a bit, because you know, I mean, something like an Uncharted 2 or Mass Effect, even though I know we always bring that up, or any of those that, like you said, are shining examples, they do a good job of telling the story through your actions.
Do
a good job of telling the story through your actions through the gameplay.
Right.
So you get the best of both worlds, which is what I've always said, because I've heard this argument about gameplay versus story constantly. I mean, I think anybody in this business will. And, you know, you're always kind of made to feel like you need to choose one or the other, and my argument has consistently been no, to have a really standout epic game that is even keel across the board, you need both. How you choose to do those, you know, it, you know, Uncharted 2 figured it out, in my opinion Mass Effect 2 figured it out, you know, obviously Dragon Age figured it out. But you know, like
Dragon Age didn't figure out the gameplay part.
And there's another good example of it didn't fit. It's not nearly as balanced as it could be, but it's not terrible either. I mean, the gameplay wasn't god awful. It was just it just could have been better, and they've improved upon it too. Mm-hmm. At least what I've seen up to this point. So, you know, I mean, but compared to other ones where it's just like, oh. That being said, now I always play devil's advocate with myself. I've had some games where the story is essentially non-existent or really, really bad, but the gameplay is so much fun that I just, like, don't even care. Like, what was that one that came out? And they've got another one coming out soon. It was Xbox 360, and it was, it was a bunch of ants falling out of UFOs and spiders and stuff attacking Japan, and you were running around.
I don't know what you're talking about, but
Earth Defense Force. It's like one of my favorite games. The game is completely broken. Like, I mean, they're just like, it's ridiculous. The frame rate sucks when you get a bunch of ants attacking you, but it's so ridiculously fun.
Wow.
And there is no story there.
Are you blowing up ants?
Ants falling out of a spaceship. That's the story.
Is like each level, you're at a different area of quote unquote Japan. I mean, it doesn't really say it's Japan. Well, I guess it kind of does. And UFOs come and drop ants, or like gigantic ants or big spiders, out of the UFOs to come attack you, and you need to clear out the city. And that literally is the goal of the game. Like, you got to clear out the city. But the best part is the explosions are huge, and you can also shoot down every single building throughout the entire game. I literally spent hours running around after clearing the board, because it doesn't, you don't actually start the next
stage. I just love how excited you are.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. You don't start the next stage until you actually like hit start that you want to go. Mm-hmm. So once you clear the animals out, or no, I'm sorry, you got to leave at least, I think, one living, or else then you're screwed. But he's easy to get away from because he's slow. And you can just run around and shoot down like
every single building, and there are tons of them.
So like, you just leveled Japan.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice.
It's great.
I think it varies. I think the importance of story. Godzilla. Like, I mean, that there can be. Yeah, it varies. Yeah. Because, I mean, Mario games, like, story doesn't matter. Well, no, they have the exact same story every time.
And you're not. The princess is kidnapped.
You don't play a Mario game because you're. Well, how's it going to end? Oh, my God.
How awesome would it be if something changed, though?
Yeah.
Like, that would be funny.
But Nintendo doesn't ever tell you. They just don't ever tell you. They don't bring it up in like the way they advertise it. And then just randomly you find out like she's this epic badass. It's like turns into a ninja.
Or she was actually working with Bowser the whole time.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, yeah. There's like intrigue.
She's the mastermind.
Yeah, she's actually the mastermind.
That's why she keeps getting kidnapped so easily.
Exactly.
Yeah, because
she's actually in on the
What if you run up to her? And you find her, and then she takes her head off, and it actually is Bowser dressed as
a baby Bowser.
Baby Bowser, look what
that'd be cool.
Mini Bowser.
Cool. I would actually play that game.
Yeah, this game needs to happen.
Yeah.
And obviously, like there are games like
Luminous,
like classic arcade games or puzzle games that you don't need a story.
I think Borderlands is another example. Like I thought
I hated that game.
All right, I haven't played it,
but I thought the gameplay was really fun. Like I really enjoyed shooting stuff. Mm-hmm. And that was great, but I didn't really understand what the hell was happening with the story. But it didn't matter at the same time. Mm-hmm. So
I will say that the majority of stories in games are pretty awful. I mean, because they're either really, like, they're just, they never rise above bad genre fiction, you know, novel versions of the same thing. It's like, it's just kind of the same ponderous, self-important, either fantasy things or sci-fi things.
Or a poor man's Shakespeare.
Man's Shakespeare,
a very, very poor, decrepit man living in a hovel in the sewer. Yeah.
Well, I do think that if you play something like RPGs, I know Christine disagrees, but I actually liked the gameplay in Final Fantasy. Fantasy 13. I actually thought it was really fun, but the story.
It was boring. It was boring as hell. There's no gameplay there.
I thought it was better than 12. I'll just say that.
Well, I didn't play 12.
See, you don't know. So,
I do know a bad game when I see one.
Snap.
And that was definitely bad.
Yeah, but 13's story was awful, and it made no sense that it was really pretentious, and it was really like so. It's that's
honestly, I can't play any JRPGs because I feel like they're all so. JRPGs just as a whole, it's like you get these long-winded speeches, and then it's just these same archetypes of character archetypes that don't change it up at all, and it's always like a big bad and the lone hero with his ragtag band of misfits he assembles along the way. Amnesia, very big, spiky hair.
Good zippers. Lots of zippers.
Yeah. I don't mind very the hair pretty. So much.
Yeah. No, that I mean that I don't mind, but it's just and then they just have these long cut scenes that you're just like, ugh, come on, let's just keep go play the game. Like I do not find your story interesting. You have all these ridiculous names for everything just because that's what you always do, and it's just stupid. And
yeah, I never played Final Fantasy games really, but I used to enjoy watching the cutscenes just because they were technically so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, I don't think that they're that much, you know.
I'd say Final Fantasy 13 was the biggest thing it had going for it. It was a really pretty graphics. Game.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Oh, sorry, Data's
I'm shorter. I was wondering what this lever in my chair did.
Yeah, but I mean, what I'm trying to say is like, back on the PS1 and PS2, Square was very obviously far ahead of everybody else with what the graphics look like, and now you can find that.
It was
funny. Other places.
Clements made me play Final. Well, he didn't make me, but he wanted me to play Final Fantasy VII. He loves Final Fantasy VII. And there was like this one cutscene with Cloud on a bike and like going. He's like, "Oh my god!" At the time, like this was the coolest thing ever, and it looked so good. And I was like, "Really?" Because it looks like shit.
Yeah.
Even back in the day, that game looked blocky.
Spoiler.
I know. Yeah. I said.
Oh,
Aristide.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's
that was ruined for me by our farting video.
Oh.
Oh, come on! Everyone knows. That
I didn't know.
I have never played a Final Fantasy game, and I know that.
Yeah, I didn't know, and Clements knew I didn't know, and so when I was like figuring out who I wanted to romance, I was like, I like Aerith.
Dude, you can't.
I might do that. I don't.
You
really
can't
like
be
Tifa.
Complaining like this because I just yelled about that kid.
I didn't say. I was complaining. Yeah. I'm just saying that was how I found out.
Yeah,
it was a farting video. I was like
the
devastated.
Yeah.
That was just an interesting way to find out.
Yeah,
my best friend spoiled that for me about an hour before I got to that scene. Like,
oh.
She called me on the phone and she's like, because she was down in LA, and I was like, "How are you?" And she's like, "Fine." And she's like, "Are you
still playing Final Fantasy VII? I was like, yeah. And she's like, you know the part where Aerith dies? And I went, I'm sorry, what? Oh. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry. I thought everyone knew that. It just got in the game. And I was like, how could everyone know that? People are still playing this game. I was so mad.
We are not friends anymore. Goodbye.
Yeah. Right. It was exactly. Pretty much almost hung up on her. I was like, what? Yeah.
See, I've always been a fan, which is not the popular choice, of Final Fantasy VIII. And that's because, like, as much as I know everybody was so gung-ho about 7 and it was great at the time, but then 8 just took, like, what was going on and all the compliments that 7 had gotten and just blew it all out of the water as far as I was concerned, because you finally had characters in an JRPG or, you know, anything of that matter that were sort of true to life in the sense that they weren't these chibi, you know, bit characters. They were actually kind of like, you could view your, they were adults going through an adult theme versus an adult themed story, but you're running around like little kids in these little spots. So for me, that was really like, whoa. And then they kind of, I mean, obviously there was a big graphics difference, but they were closer to what it actually looked at the cutscenes versus what you were doing in 7 versus what the cutscenes
And it still has like the longest cutscenes like for beginning and end too. I think the ending is like 30 minutes long.
Oh, the whole thing was like, each cutscene, that was as pretty as it was, and so I think because like what you were saying, Nicole, at the time, it was so unique and far ahead. Looking back on it now, I would never be able to sit through those cutscenes again because they were way long.
Yeah, like a 30-minute ending.
Yeah,
which at the time was super epic, but like now I'd be like, oh my god, end.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know if I could do that again, but that's the joy of being able to have those good memories. And I don't think I'd ever be able to play those games again. That's why I don't go back to old games that much. At least not that far back. Although I would play, did you see what Jim Riley sent out?
No.
Yes. Oh my god, I freaking love that.
What? RPG.
Yeah, Jersey Shore RPG.
Geez. So it's like Final Fantasy. Go to collegehumor.com and
It's not an actual game. Right.
No. Yeah. It's fake, but I would totally play that game.
I would play that game. It looks awesome. In a heartbeat. Now that's good writing and good storytelling. Yes. Plus 5 charisma Ed Hardy shirt.
Yeah, I liked it when they mixed vodka and pickles to wake up Snooky.
Is that the equivalent of a Phoenix Down?
Yeah, it is. And they actually use the Final Fantasy victory music.
Maybe they got inspired by IGN's 5 Ways Final Fantasy is like.
That's what Ryan. I think that's what Ryan Geddes is saying, is that he prompted this apparently somehow in a roundabout manner.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Random fights, random battles.
Random battles. Crazy hair.
Watch out, she's a grenade.
Weird names.
Grinding.
Yeah, weird names.
Grinding, yes.
Level grind.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So back to James's question here.
Yeah. Yes. Sorry, James.
I would say that story is, in most games, is just as important to me as the gameplay.
I would say a fantastic game has both.
Yes.
And good games can have one or the other.
Yeah. I would exactly say the same thing.
Yeah.
I would never play a game that I found crappy just because it had a good story. Like, that had crappy gameplay. A good story would not be enough to motivate me to play. So I'm kind of on James's side.
Yeah. I don't know. The PlayStation 3.
You shut your mouth, Dana.
Girl, fight!
No, I mean, the PlayStation 3 version of Dragon Age was pretty broken, but because of the story, I just kept slogging through it.
That was the reason I played Dragon Age Origins. Or finished it, I should say.
Alistair plus good writing equals win.
Yes, it's a good thing he was introduced early on.
Yeah,
and not like Zephyrin, who was at the end, which I guess I didn't really care about him anyway, but...
Who? Well, it depends
the
on
elf.
Oh yeah, I didn't get him. I got him fairly early. It just was depended on which way you went.
Which way you went. I didn't get him till late.
Okay, so that's our thoughts on story. One other thing that I want to comment on in this article, which I think is just terribly disappointing to anybody who wants to write for games, is Cassifin, his advice to people when they're writing for games is that assume no one cares.
I think it's true.
I think that's a good... I mean, it sounds really depressing.
Yeah, depressing.
But I mean, it is a good mentality to have because...
People get too caught up in their thing. They think their story's a whole lot more interesting than it actually is. And you get... And you can't, you know, and you're like, oh, well, people are totally going to want to know who gets the chalice of Aragorn author. And that will keep them going. And which and it's like, no.
I think for people that are in this industry for a long time or have been or have been writing for a long time, a lot of times, or just they have terrible egos to deal with, they just either start believing their own BS or, they lose track of who it is they're actually writing for and what kind of demographic they're shooting for. Specifically, you know, not every game, you know, some games are very in-depth and have a certain way that you should write about them versus something.
Yeah.
You know, completely simple.
But Jess, everybody will want to know who gets the cudgel of Xanthor.
this whole conversation reminds me of, apparently there was a Pixar panel at GDC this past year, and someone, you know, people there were talking about storytelling. And I guess somebody in the panel, like a game developer, I don't know who it was, stood up and asked, like, so is it all right if your game doesn't really, the story doesn't really have an ending? And they were like, no. That means your story is bad. Like, every story must have like a beginning, a middle, and an end, or it's bad. And they were like,
well, did he mean like it was like a hinted at ending, but you never really give the final payoff? Like, what's that style of writing?
I think he just meant maybe a cliffhanger or something.
Yeah.
Something where they didn't really end the game, and they're like, or, you know, didn't really end the story.
No, that would really, really make people angry.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if you got that far? You know, actually, there's a lot of like old SNES games where I would play for hours, and those were not easy games. Now that I go back and play them again, and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, how did I get through this? The answer was I had nothing else to do.
Tomb Raider Underworld kind of not. Which one of those? One of the more recent ones. They kind of left it hanging, and then they never actually went back and answered it. And
yeah, Underworld's ending was kind of weird.
Yeah,
but yeah, you play these games, or especially like SNES one, and then you know. I don't know which ones they were, but there was like, I remember every once in a while I'd get a game where I finally would finish it and I'd be like, oh, yeah. And then I'd be waiting for that like weird little payoff at the end that lasted all of 2 seconds, but at least it was something. And nothing would come. It would just be like credits. And I'd be like, oh, God. So angry. Like, I'm never playing this again. This game sucks. And
Yes.
So yeah, don't do that.
So don't do that.
Yes.
But that's, it just cracks me up every time I think about that.
Yeah. I wasn't saying don't bother trying because nobody cares anyway.
No,
he wasn't trying to be discouraging.
No,
right?
I think what he was trying to say basically
don't have 30-minute cutscenes.
Right. Don't have 30. What Dana was saying. Don't get caught up and
weave your story into the gameplay better.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just don't be arrogant about it and being like,
his point was, and it, you know, it actually started, Levi started the story with a quote, which is, the ability to chainsaw things in half in Gears of War tells you more about whether or not you want to play this game than the story does.
Yeah, because the dialogue in there, and the dialogue is so awful in the Gears games.
I thought it was
just...
I think it's more annoying. I was playing Crysis 2, just like at a demo or something. For me, that dialogue threw me out of the experience way more than Gears of War's dialogue ever did.
Because Gears of War,
they're supposed to be like that.
I know, but still.
I'm not saying it's not annoying. I'm saying that it fits there, whereas Crysis, you don't really see your first person. You don't see who you are.
But I remember when I was sitting next to GameSpy when they were reviewing Gears of War 2, and you know, and they would just like shout out lines, like really particularly awful lines from dialogue as they were playing, and they were just horrible. like I cannot believe someone got paid to write that.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Meatheads.
Maybe I should.
There you go.
That's what I've always wanted to do is there be a story writer for video games. So
go talk to Cliff.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to do that one.
Well, I'm not saying that one. Epic makes other games.
I'm just gonna you know, like basically tie myself to the front doors of
BioWare. Wait, but don't do that in the winter.
I'm gonna put on an adult diaper and just sit and like tie myself to the BioWare doors.
Be sure you in May or June.
Yes,
or go to the Austin offices because then Austin's very nice.
Oh no, I'll go to the Austin. Good call, Megan.
Yeah, I'm already ahead of you on this one. I already have mapped out my plan.
I call the right door handle. Right door handle. That's fine.
All right.
Alrighty. Let's move on to other questions. As always, if you have questions, you can send those to ignglefight@gmail.com. Question from Carl in London says that he wishes there were more games on the Mac and wants to know why there aren't more games on the Mac.
Apple doesn't support it. Apple does a really crappy job. And that might be changing with, it does seem like they're finally recognizing with both iPhone and iPad that Oh, hey.
No, wait, people like to play games.
Yeah. But, I mean, Apple...
Well, that's where our dear departed Matt Casamassina, not departed right. as in dead, I mean yeah. departed The Office.
Yeah. And Mark Bozon.
Yeah, and Bozon yes. are all over there kind of... I don't know if they're really starting it up, but they've got some sort of involvement
they're
in
like
regards to
content curation and like pointing out like yeah, good titles for people so
but
you can
definitely
find
pushing
things.
Games for Apple.
Yeah, I asked my programmer husband about this too, mm-hmm. and before OS X,
yeah.
the Mac was extremely difficult to make games for. Mm-hmm. And also back in the day, Apple was very much like wanted people to see their computers as business machines.
Yeah, they were
so
very obstructive.
But you played games. Oregon Trail on it.
Yeah, I know. What the heck?
Yeah, all the
that
educational games.
That was what I played
games.
Oregon Trail on. It was awesome.
I loved
yeah.
Oregon
I'm surprised
Trail.
That like Civ 5 isn't like a Mac PC hybrid.
I wish it was. I'd be playing that.
Because I want a new laptop and I, or
I'd
I want a new computer
that.
And I want a Mac. But I can't get a Mac because it doesn't really play all that many games. It's really random.
But EA is side. You can always
EA
run boot camp.
And Maxis are the ones that are doing the
Blizzard.
Best at that.
No, yeah, Blizzard. Blizzard.
Yeah.
Blizzard is everything.
I have WoW on my computer. That's all I need, right?
Yeah, I have WoW on my laptop, and it's a MacBook mm-hmm. Pro. Oh, I highly recommend getting one just to get one. I mean, they're great.
Mm-hmm.
They're great laptops.
Yeah. So it's getting better. I think they just announced this week or today that Free Realms is now mm-hmm. Mac compatible as
also,
well.
Also, I think here's the other problem that you run into things because so many of the big PC games are super high end and Mac. Graphics cards, I think, don't tend to be. Yeah. I mean, like the high end graphics cards that you can get for a PC are so much more powerful than what you can have on a
you
Mac,
really
and so that's always
Mac
a thing.
Well.
Yeah, exactly. Macs, or you can't go.
Maybe
in.
Maybe you can if it's the tower, but not any of the other.
It's
ones.
Still tricky.
Is it still hard?
Yeah, it's a whole different thing than with a PC. Yeah, so that's the other problem that they have run into.
Yeah,
over the years.
Okay, next question comes to us from Matt. Matt wants to know, if we were all wrestlers, what would our wrestling name be?
I wouldn't be a wrestler. Can I say that?
No.
The abstainer. You're the abstainer.
No, I would just be the hook there. I'm just going to, I don't know, something with a hammer. Hammer would obviously have to be my
trademark.
Theme, trademark. Yeah.
Hammertron?
There we go.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jess.
No problem.
I don't know. It's too late in the afternoon for me to think
of
something
like
that.
Very creative.
The Needler. Random. No, I don't know.
The Needler.
I don't know. I like sewing. I'm just, I don't know.
Yeah, I'll just stick with Chabotinator.
Or that one.
I would do Megan, Mega Megan or Megan.
Ooh, I like
Margarita
Mega.
I like Mega Megan.
Mega
That's
Megan.
Awesome.
That is pretty awesome.
You just won this discussion.
Yeah, exactly.
I was a wrestling fan for
15 years.
I would be Dynamite.
Ooh, that's another good one.
You inspired me.
There it is.
All right. Next question comes to us from Zoe. Zoe wants to know when we're playing a game that lets you name your character, do you ever name them after your worst enemies and proceed to kill them in the worst way possible?
I have not, but I totally should.
So since we were talking about Sims earlier, I used to. I might have already told this story too.
I think I remember.
Did
this.
I about the ex?
Your ex mother-in-law?
Yeah.
Wait, what? I don't remember this story.
Really? So I'll make it quick since these guys have heard it already. But I would get the codes and I would make an ex mother-in-law character and I would lock her in a one by one square. And put like a fireplace and a rug in there and either let her burn herself or like to death, which was awesome. Or it took me 3 real life days of playing the game in order to, I had locked her in the same kind of tower situation, but didn't put anything else in there and just left her alone. I also made her naked so that she could really suffer. And so she like would piss herself and yell at me that she wanted food and I left her in there and it took me 3 real life days to finally kill her off.
Oh my god.
Nice.
I could see doing that with The Sims, but I don't see doing that with any other game.
I don't really think there's a lot of options.
Can you kill yourself?
I mean, you can just die over and over and over.
I used to take Lara Croft, although I never named her anything different, but I would take her to the highest spot of whatever particular thing I was on and I'd make her jump off and then I'd jump her off, and I also love to watch her drown. Like I'd sit there and I know it's really bad.
I can't jump. Like when I jump off of high things in games, my stomach, my stomach gets that. Like when you go down a roller coaster.
Infamous that happened with me when I was.
And playing Assassin's Creed was so hard. Yeah, when you're doing the leap of faith.
Yeah.
And I was like,
whoa, really?
Like I would jump off and it's like, oh,
wow.
Yeah, no.
I got that too. Crackdown too also does it.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you guys feel that way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Weird. I never thought that that could actually.
Yep.
It does happen.
I get physical, like.
Yes.
When I jump off in a game.
I'm sorry.
All right.
It does kind of suck.
Next question comes to us from.
Jessica Psychotic.
Yes. Anyhow, the next question comes to us from someone with a really long name, but thankfully their nickname, it looks like, is Dammy. Wants to know.
Let me see the name. Oof. Yep. That's long.
Wants to know if we will ever have any males on the show.
I would think at some point. Sure.
We'll answer your mail on the show.
What? Funny.
What?
I was actually thinking, you know, next week will be episode 25. Maybe it's time to have one of the boys on.
Oh, sure. Yeah. God, really? Which one? Which one?
Yeah, I know. Well, let's let the listeners pick. So if we were to have one of the IGN boys on.
Are there any that we're absolutely saying no to?
No.
Are there any guys? Really? I've got a few.
Yeah, so send us an email or post on the Facebook page or on Twitter or whatever which IGN boy you think we should have on next week.
Jim Riley, obviously.
I have a feeling he's going to be the one.
I think it should be him.
Yeah,
it
will
be him,
so. But anyhow, vote for your favorite. Next question comes to us from Sean. Sean is looking for PlayStation 3 games that have split-screen co-op that he can play with his girlfriend.
Fable 2, right?
No, it's Xbox exclusive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Harry Potter years 1 through 4.
Yeah, Harry Potter. What else?
Huh. At least it'll go to split. If you get far enough apart from each other, then it'll stay split screen.
Split screen? That's a toughie.
Yeah. PS3.
That Harry Potter.
Yes. Yeah. There's more. I mean, I know there's more. I just can't think of anything right now. Yeah.
No, I can't either. I got nothing.
Yeah.
Katamari, but it's like minimal.
The pixel junk games.
There.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're not necessarily split screen. You're on the same screen, but there's
co-op. I think
mean,
it's
I'm
more.
Sure that's fine, right?
Yeah, I think it's more co-op as
a single
to
TV
just,
co-op. Yeah, in the same room co-op.
Yeah, co-op.
Yeah, we're sorry. We're not. We don't have good answers here.
Yeah,
no.
All right.
Is Scott Pilgrim that co-op?
Yes.
Yeah. It is,
but it's not
online.
It's not
local.
Split screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not online. It's local. Co-op.
Well, that's what he's asking about.
Yeah,
is
local. Okay. There's one. So. There you go. Some fighting games.
All right.
Some stuff and some things that are games and are good.
The Puzzle Fighter is downloadable.
Is Castle Crashers
really good?
Yeah, Castle Crashers
is co-op as well. Yeah. Well, Puzzle Fighter, you can play against each other. So if you're looking for something competitive.
Ooh.
Okay, next question comes to us from Matt. Matt wants to know how we feel about buying the same game on more than one platform.
Oh.
With the exception of Plants vs. Zombies.
Bastards.
I typically will not. Puzzle-y type games I'll buy on more than one platform. But
yeah. I guess it depends on price and how much I really must have liked that game. I've bought Ocarina of Time off of Nintendo WiiWare kind of stuff. I bought... Oh, let me think. What else did I pay? I actually just got, I don't know how many discs of WoW I've gone through just because I keep.
Yeah, but you don't buy them again, right? Because you can just download it and you can just download it again and your account still ties to it.
That's true. Yeah. The account's always tied in.
Yeah.
So
if you are actually buying WoW multiple times,
I didn't do that.
It seems like stuff I rebuy on different platforms is always something like Virtual Console or something like that,
something that's super old.
Yeah. And I want to play it again, PSN
again.
Or something like that.
That you want to play easily, you know.
But otherwise,
Otherwise, no. Like other than stupid ass Plants versus Zombies,
Ridge Racer,
Final Fantasy IV, and Chrono Trigger both came out on DS, and they sort of redid those.
Hey, kids, it's Ridge Racer. Oh, poor Casper.
Okay.
Sorry.
Next question comes to us from Aiden. Aiden wants to know, with gaming becoming more popular, do we think advertising in video games will increase? Yeah.
I think they will, but I think it will, because they were having... I mean, there was a while there, right, where people were doing it and then they were having a hard time and then they were starting to pull out and not do it so much because EA bought the whatever that in-game advertising thing. And I mean, the problem, and it's the problem that you would have with all advertising is that you can't really measure like what the results are. But for some reason in games, they freak out about how, well, we can't tell if it's actually generating any new business for us. And right. So,
but with TV, we have the Nielsen ratings, which are so
well. And I mean, and you can't tell from the Nielsen ratings, like, if anyone bought something because right, of your commercial. Exactly. I mean, it's a dumb argument to me, but that is definitely an argument that I've heard from people.
I also think
who are,
too that it's just harder to find ads that will fit
in
a
game
that they haven't gotten creative enough
like,
yet and
yeah,
how
I
they
mean,
work
like,
stuff
you
in.
Can't
yeah.
like you know expect a game like Dragon Age to have like,
or, like
a billboard
Red
for Coke or something you know.
Oh no, I think
well,
but if it's applicable I really
it's
enjoy
yeah.
having
yeah.
GTA or something having real yeah. life ads that mm-hmm. makes sense because that's what
or
it
at
would
least
be in a real city.
Even right. product placement if it's discreet I guess.
You know what's well, gonna really screw us though is when they start running like they did for like DVDs or VHSs or whatever, when they start running like trailers and actual advertisements like you get on YouTube now before you or on IGN before yeah. you watch any of our videos, you get that you can't speed through it, you can't do whatever, you gotta sit there
it.
Through it. That's gonna happen. I mean, that's just a matter
I will
of time.
Pay extra money to not have to deal with
I will
that
pay
shit.
Extra money for not having to do yeah. that. I don't need yeah. to sit through as it is. I already get irritated having to sit through
cut
although
scenes.
This isn't well I wasn't even gonna say that. This is just this is rude of me because these people did work on the game, but you know, like going through all those
credits
yes. and producers and developers little like pop-up things mm-hmm. and things of that nature that run kind of like right before the games. I don't know what the technical term for those
credits
are.
Credits.
Well, like intro
credits.
Opening credits.
Credits.
Yeah. 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 That always is for me. Even then I get impatient. So to, mm-hmm. I just know that once I'm surprised it actually hasn't happened already.
I'm kind of against opening credits in games.
Yeah.
I think
put them on the end.
Yeah.
For the people that really
and
want
also,
to see it.
Like
I don't know if this game's going to be any good. Am I going to like this game? Do I
want
to know who
you don't want?
It seems very self-important. I mean, even yeah. lots of movies these days don't even have credits.
Right.
They used
credits.
To do them all.
I know they used
the
to do
yeah.
them all
but
the
now,
time.
Yeah,
but now,
they've switched.
Yeah.
And
maybe
I prefer it that way.
Annoyed.
I like that. Well, because also, I mean, look how many advertisements they have. Remember when you would only get trailers, and then you would get trailers and maybe a local advertisement. Now you get trailers, local advertisements, mm. commercials that you already see on TV are now being mm. run beforehand.
It's
I mean,
it's
like, when's
I
the damn movie
going
to start? At least
yeah.
if you're running late, you know you've got a good 30 minutes
right,
before
yeah.
you miss anything good.
It's why I stopped going to movie theaters, because I was like, I was sick of sitting there for 30 minutes and watching commercials I'd already seen and about a billion previews. And
I stopped
and
going to movie theaters
the
because
butt.
There are other people in movie theaters.
That's what yeah, that's, yeah, that is part of the other thing, too. And now they all have their, you know, you can see them texting and all this other stuff. And it's just like, all right.
God, I don't even mind them texting as long as you guys don't talk. Like, or
yeah.
you don't, your snotty little kid that should be in bed and not up at midnight watching an R-rated movie sitting behind me kicking my seat, which
yeah.
seems to always happen to me. I always get that kid.
I've been hit over the head by a child in a booster seat with said booster seat.
Oh my God.
At a Harry Potter premiere.
Wow.
Well, that
and
is
granted,
Harry
it was
Potter.
Was he like, tall lady,
but he
get down?
Hit me over the head with it. And I was like, so it's light plastic, so it didn't hurt.
Right.
But I was so surprised.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
What did the parents do?
I just turned around. I was so flabbergasted. I didn't even know what to say.
Yeah.
And they were like,
Christine,
oh,
I promise you that
back down.
If I ever have
and
a
like
child,
they did not say anything about the fact that they just hit me, like nothing, like terrible parents.
Don't even
yeah.
get me started on parents. Okay, don't get
yeah,
you gotta start Dana on a rant. Let's
yeah.
go
I
on.
Promise
move on.
You that if that ever happens with my child to you, mm-hmm. I will spank them right in front of you.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I would leave the theater with my child if she ever
yeah.
did
yeah.
that. I would be like, you're done. We're out.
Yeah.
And,
yep,
but, and it was like a midnight showing too. So we're like, oh, hopefully all the kids will be out.
Oh, that's yeah. ridiculous.
But,
well, I wouldn't yeah. have her at a midnight showing in the first place.
Exactly.
Yes.
Any
yeah.
Okay.
Because
yeah.
you're a
that's
right.
why people
yeah.
go to midnight showings in those movies so that there's
yeah.
not children there.
Yeah.
I am so glad that as a parent, you also feel the same way that I do. Because often I run into people of the opposite, you know,
yeah,
inclination.
No. No, no.
Yeah.
And I'm like, my parents would have, oh my God.
They,
my
they
parents
just
yeah.
never took me out.
Any
to movie
parents
there,
who like appear
enough.
Perplexed at their kids' behavior and they're like, oh, I don't know. And you're like, you're the one in charge.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be the boss.
Yeah. yeah.
You're letting them be the boss. And
what
little
is
kids.
With, what, do you, what is with people?
I don't know. I can't.
Why
seriously,
so
I'm going to go on a rant
stupid.
And it's not a very interesting one. It's the same one,
yeah.
you know, that any rational person would go on.
Right.
All right.
All right, we got time for one more. This question comes to us from Matt. Matt wants to know how we would feel if Megan Fox played Wonder Woman.
Matt? Oh, man.
That's
dude.
That's
really
and just
by we, yeah, I was going to say.
She's such an amazing actor.
Oh, my God,
only,
she's speechless.
The only thing I can say is she looks right for it, but she cannot act worth a damn.
I mean, she looks right for it because she has the same coloring, but she looks like a whore. And there is no way that my hero since I was three is going to be played by some slut. Like, I refuse to stand by that. I will make a public, like, oh my God. I will publicly go out and
you're gonna, like, pick
and picket it. Yeah. I will. I will go and I will, I know, you know, I'll find wherever they're shooting it and I will sit out there and picket the shit out of it.
Pop quiz, hot shot. Who would you have play?
Yeah, that was Wonder the second
one. Other than yourself.
Who do you want?
I was gonna say
other,
me.
Yeah, other than yourself.
If I knew how to act, I would say me, totally. Because I'm not a slut. let's see.
Wait, didn't we already have this conversation at PAX?
You know, we actually came out with an article from the entertainment side in regards to the TV show that they just mentioned a couple weeks ago. And they have quite a few girls listed on there that I think I pretty much approve of almost every single one. I can't remember. One was Olivia Wilde, which I would support because I just think that she looks feminine, but tough, you know, and she looked great in Tron with dark hair, and I think she could totally pull it off, and I think she's a great actress. And then there was a girl right beneath her who I personally haven't seen her acting, but she looked really good to be the part, and I like the fact that they're, you know, I'd like to see a Wonder Woman that doesn't look too Barbie-ish. Like, even with the comics that you see the drawings, she's, you know, they do a pretty good job of making it unimportant, but she still has that supermodel kind of like Victoria's Secret-esque body. I'd like to see one that's a little bit more realistic, not because I have a problem. I mean, you guys have heard me. Yes. I never have a problem with, like, the boobs and the butt and on the big hair and any of that. But I just would like to see it changed up a little bit so that she seems a little bit more attainable and realistic. And,
wait,
like,
so
this is somebody that I can't remember. But if you go to the article, she's the very last choice. I think she's right under
Olivia.
And I've never seen her acting, but she looks, especially in this one picture that they have of her, she looks like she could really pull it off well. So, you know, or like an older actress. I don't know who, but somebody with some experience. Like a Kate Blanchett, if not that Kate Blanchett would be a good choice, but, you know, somebody of that caliber that can
actually...
You know,
I would think Kate Blanchett would act the shit out of Wonder Woman.
No, I know, but I just mean, like, I don't know how she would look as Wonder Woman.
Right, yeah.
Right.
Just because
she's a little too regal looking.
Yes.
Yeah, and she's so blonde and she's so, like pale and fair. I don't know if she'd be able to pull it off look-wise, but I think acting-wise, I'm totally... Like, I would, and that's what I mean. I would love to see a high-end person... get that kind of thing, although, you know, if they're smart and they're that high end, they're probably not going to accept that role.
Well, I don't know. Unless, you know, comic book movies are
Batman
doing well.
Yeah, and you're starting
but
to
Batman's
attract.
Batman's been the only really good one thus far, from what I've seen of the
Spider-Man. Spider-Man.
The first two Spider-Man
were good.
I'll give you the first one. I don't know about the second one.
I heard the Iron Man was really good.
I like the second one better than the first.
The first one I thought was really cool. The second one I thought was okay.
I thought the writing in the second one was way better.
And the third one was
let's just forget
I'm
about
evil.
This.
Yeah, exactly. I'm evil Pete Parker. Let me move my cowlick over.
All right.
So we're gonna wrap it up. Thanks so much for listening. As always, if you have questions, comments, and feedback, you can send those to
IGNGirlfight@gmail.com.
Yeah,
fan art. We have not received any fan art in like
in a while.
Month.
Yeah.
OMG.
Yeah.
What are you people doing? You're making it for Beyond instead.
Yeah.
Yeah, Beyond has gotten
a
lot.
Well, I do have to say the Sharktopus is quite entrancing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
There are lots of
Sharktopus.
How come Beyond gets a t-shirt
is that a
and we don't?
Sharktopus cake? Because that's awesome.
And
I do, actually. I do like the Craig Kirby.
I know. Did you see that a fan made Craig a statue?
What?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
His head on a Yoshi.
It's actually really disturbing.
Oh, my God. I have to go see that.
But it's well done.
And it is well done. But it's sticky.
What?
Yeah. Did you hear about that?
No.
When he was pulling it out of the box, he's like, oh, it's sticky. I'm like, I almost threw up a little bit in my mouth.
Yeah.
Well, it has something to do with the kind of paint that
Yeah, it's the paint.
But anyhow, we are falling behind in our wall up here. So we need some more fan art.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
And also please send us your pick for which IGN guy should be on our podcast. What else? You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/IGNGirlfight. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/IGNGirlFight, and you can follow each of us individually on my IGN. And if you go on my IGN now, you're not going to lose your blog.
Hooray!
So,
oh, wait, mine's not there, though.
It's because they were doing maintenance.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, you do. And mine's gone.
Yeah. So, thanks so much for listening, and we will be back.